Hello and welcome to the Intentional Manifestation Podcast, where we talk about all of the things that help us to manifest an aligned life that's beyond our wildest dream. My name is Megan, and I'm your host for this podcast. I use neuroscience, epigenetics, somatics, energetics, and holistic nutrition to help my clients completely shift their perspective so they can transform their life. To align your life with your dreams, check out my self-paced coaching program that also gives one-on-one coaching support. For just $47 per month, cancel anytime. You can find the link in the description.
Hello and welcome back. So today is Monday, April 8th, and I am recording this during an eclipse. And so there's a lot of talk around this eclipse and the metaphysical principles of what an eclipse truly is. And so this is not something I am super well versed in. I don't know astrology all that much. And that's not my zone of genius. However, I do know that during an eclipse, we are meant to use that power to let go and shed the identity of what is no longer serving us. And that, my friends, is something of where my zone of genius does lay. And so when we're talking about letting go, what does that even mean? Because I know when I think back to before I was well-versed in this and before it was my zone of genius, I heard that advice all the time. Just let go of what you no longer need. Just let go of what's not serving you. And that's great. But how do you, one, let go? And how do you, two, know what to let go of? You've been this version of who you are for so long, especially if you're not in the stage where you're quantum leaping through life. The version of who you are right now is likely somebody that you've been for a very long time. If you're new to manifesting, you're new to really achieving goals, if you're new to quantum leaping, you're probably the same version of you to some degree that you've been your whole life. Sure, we go through different changes and we learn life lessons and we slowly change our beliefs and our thoughts and our actions, but I mean slowly. So it still feels like you're that same version of who you were, you know, in your early 20s at times. Because at our core, at our subconscious, we really haven't changed those beliefs yet. And so when you start quantum leaping, when you start up-leveling so fast, our next level selves and those versions, like every next level self is a new version of us, right? And so when we're quantum leaping, this happens so fast. And so it can be hard to think back to the version of you where you were before you started doing these leaps. So as somebody who is doing a lot of quantum leaping lately, I've gone through a lot of versions of myself. And they're small but big changes, right? It's me saying this is how the next version of me shows up. This is what she has to learn. These are the actions she has to take, but it's also really being aware of what is not serving me. At this level of who I am right now, what am I doing? How am I thinking? What do I believe that is not allowing me or blocking me from getting to my next level self? And so it's easy for me doing this work to pinpoint what needs to be released. But there's still some things that are a little bit tougher to kind of pinpoint and find and address. And then to release it, I have all of the techniques to actually do that. So that part's pretty easy. But when I think back to starting this work, I remember being in my coaching program and we actually got to go through all the techniques ourselves. So it would be like, okay, on this coaching call, we're going to work on this technique. So think of a limiting belief that you want to let go of, you want to get rid of. And I would be like, huh, I don't know. I don't really have that many limiting beliefs. So I thought, being new to the work, I had no idea how many limiting beliefs I was holding on to and carrying. Because when we're in our model of reality, right, our comfort zone, our this is the normal thing to think, it's hard to think of any of the the things that we believe or the way that we think as being something limiting, because to us, that's just how the world works. And so if you're in that place right now, if you're like, I know something is blocking me, I know that I have to let go of, or even just like, what do I have to let go of? You know, I've heard of limiting beliefs, but I don't know what my limiting beliefs are. I was there too. But it's hard when we are living in this model of reality. And I've talked about this a lot, so I won't go into it in too much detail because you can go back and listen at past episodes, or I have a really good video on my Instagram that's like a quick, this is our model of reality. But our model of reality is the way that we see the world. And each of us has our own individual model of reality. It's going to be completely unique to you. So two people can witness the exact same event and have a completely different experience, right? Because we filter information through our past experiences, memories, beliefs, things that have happened to us, decisions that we've made about certain things. And so while one person can see something and be like, wow, that was so positive, I'm so excited that this is happening, the next person can witness that and be like, oh my God, I can't believe that this is happening. Because based on our experiences and memories of said events, we're going to see that in completely different ways. And that's important to know, because one of those people might have a limiting belief. You know, maybe the person who's like, oh, this is so positive, I'm so excited, they've let go of their limiting beliefs, or they've never had a limiting belief about that in the first place. But the person who's afraid of it, the person who's like, oh no, this is terrible, they probably have a limiting belief about that situation, right? Something in their mind says, oh no, people like us can't do that. That's not made for people like us. Oh, that's going to be too hard, or you don't know how to do that, or, oh, well, if you want to do that, you're going to have to put yourself out there, and I know that you don't want to be seen. Like, there's so many limiting beliefs that I just mentioned there. Those are each individual belief. And so if you want to be the person who's like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited, I can't wait for this to happen, then you need to look at those beliefs and challenge them. And so how do we do that, right? I'm kind of beating around the bush here, but I want to explain clearly why we don't see our limiting beliefs. And it's because they're just part of who we are. When we are unaware that these are even limiting us to begin with, that it's not just the normal way of people living. So let's take, for example, you know, the example of that my coach gave was Kylie Jenner. Kylie probably has, you know, oh my gosh, I couldn't even tell you how much money she probably has coming in per month. But like, let's just say she has like, you know, she probably makes way more than 100K per month. But like, let's just say she makes 100K per month. She probably makes like $1 million per month, let's be honest. So let's say she has $1 million per month. And to most people, that's unfathomable. $1 million per month she gets. Like, that is more money than most people will ever see in their lifetime, will ever see in a year. A month? Oh my God. $1 million in a month? Are you kidding me? And so, though that $1 million a month is like the thing, and Kylie's like, yeah, that's totally normal for me. I make $1 million a month. No big deal. This is how I pay all my stuff. This is how I do all the things. Like, that's just how I see things. Like, I was born into a family that, for one, was rich. And then, two, I've made my own business and it's been successful and whatever. But to other people, they're like, I am never going to make $1 million a month. Like, that's ridiculous. How could I make that when I don't make that in a year? I don't make that in 3 years. I don't make that in 10 years, you know? And so there's obviously a disconnect between those two worlds. But aside from Kylie being born into that life, what's the difference? Really? You could have that. There's people who win the lottery. There's people who start a business and it's an overnight success. There are people who inherit money, and maybe you're not going to make $1 million by inheriting money, but maybe you inherit some money and then you start your business and then it's an overnight success. But the point is not to know how things happen. It's to be open that they could happen in a different way. Because when you think, I could never have that, you surely will never have that, because we manifest from our belief system, right? And whether you follow like the law of manifestation, or you're more into achieving goals, if you believe that you cannot achieve something, if you believe that something cannot happen, it will not happen. And that is not just like a woo-y thing. This is based in science, right? Our subconscious mind and that model of reality. So our model of reality and my model of reality right now is that I'm not going to make $1 million per month. That's way more money than I ever thought was possible. It's way more money than I do think is possible at this moment in time. But I'm open to that. Sure. I run a business. It's an online business. So the potential is truly unlimited. Because with an online business, how many people are there in the world? And even if you had $100 a month payment that somebody was to pay, and you had 1,000 people, 2,000 people, 5,000 people, 20,000 people, you know, there's so many people in the world, it's unlimited. So sure, I could make $1 million a month, 1,000%. Am I at that level of being that person right now? Absolutely not. I know that there are things that I would need to do, lessons, limiting beliefs that I need to get rid of. You also need to train your subconscious mind to see that something is indeed possible and normal for you. And so first, we want to release the limiting beliefs around that. So in this case, the limiting belief is that, you know, an income is capped because there's always money that can come in and you don't know how it could happen, right? At any given point in time, you could have an inspired action download. So you hear this message, you have a dream, you know, somebody says something to you and it sparks something within you. And that's the idea. And you're like, that's a really good idea. Maybe I should do that. And then we're going to filter that information through our model of reality. So if your limiting beliefs are like, that idea is stupid, or I'll have to start doing like live Instagram stories and I can't do that. I'm not ready for that. I can't show my face. People will make fun of me. People will judge me. I'm not confident enough. Like, do you hear how quickly all those limiting beliefs just came to me? Those are indeed limiting beliefs. And so most of us will take that idea and never get started. But there are some of us who go, I don't care what I'm hearing. I'm going to make it happen. This idea is so good. I'm going to get comfortable with going on Instagram lives. I don't care if people judge me. To really look at that belief and be like, well, who's going to judge me? Because the people who love me, like truly love me for who I am, they're not going to judge me. They're going to be cheering me on. Who's going to judge me? People from high school? Do I really care what they think? Probably not. Are they really going to judge me? Maybe. But like, if they do, then they have way too much time in their lives because most of us are worried about ourselves. We're not looking at people from high school and judging their choices, right? And here's a funny thing too. Not that I was afraid of being judged for any of this, but more so where to me, sometimes it feels like I put all this stuff out there and nobody's watching, nobody's seeing me, nobody's hearing me. But I keep doing it, I keep putting it out there. I keep doing the podcast, I keep showing up, I keep doing all the things. And just recently, it feels like it's starting to pay off. Not that people are just starting to pay attention to me. They've been paying attention to me the whole time, but that I've been so consistent and now we're chatting out of nowhere and they're like, no, I see you baking all the bread. I see you gardening. I see you with your toddler. I see you doing all this business stuff. Like you're always doing all these things and it's so inspiring. And this has happened to me on a few occasions now. So more than one person has said this to me and I'm just like, oh, and it's not that I ever needed the external validation because I knew that I was going to keep doing it no matter what. But when you start to see that external validation because other people are seeing it too, and they're telling you, I'm really loving your content. I'm really loving how you're showing up. You are so inspiring. You do so much. You know, you're putting yourself out there. It's like, wow, okay, people do see me. This is worth it. All the work that I've put in where it felt like maybe nobody was paying attention, they were. They were watching. They were cheering me on. They were inspired. And maybe we're getting a little bit off topic here. So my point is that if I had let those limiting beliefs stop me, if I had said, nobody's watching me, nobody cares, people are actually judging me, people think that I'm ridiculous for showing up, any of those things, if I would have just been like, oh, well, what's the point? And not done the thing, then nobody would have seen the things. They would have been like, they would have thought nothing because they would have had nothing to think about. So when we are trying to figure out what is it that's stopping me, right? You hear that idea. That's where I was going with this. You hear that idea. You see the message. You feel the download. You get a dream. And you're like, that's such a good idea. I'm going to do it. None of those limiting beliefs come up. And they will. Like, this is when your beliefs start to surface. So really pay attention. When you get an idea, pay attention to the thoughts that come afterwards. Even track them and write them down if you need to. That's actually a great idea. You should write them down. These are the thoughts that are coming up. Okay, so here's my idea. My thought at first is, this is such a great idea. Write down everything about the idea that you love and then sit with it. Like, you don't have to action it right away, but like, sit with it and see what comes up. Do you start to hear, I'm not good enough. I don't know enough. I don't know how to do that. People will judge me. People will laugh at me. I don't have money to get started. Like, I can't tell you what your limiting beliefs are going to be, but those are pretty common ones that stop us from getting started. So write them down as you think them. You don't have to take action. You don't have to decide to not take action at this point, right? We're just trying to evaluate where we are in this dream of ours. And then go back and say, well, is it true that I don't know how to do that? Okay, maybe, but can I learn how to do that? Well, yeah, of course I can learn. Okay, well, I don't have the money to get started. Okay, but can you start learning for free? Like, we have Google, a free, like a plethora of free information is on the internet. So can you get started for free by just Googling some information? Yeah, of course I can. Okay, great. So you can get started. And as you start to challenge those beliefs, you really start to realize what they are, right? You really start to realize, okay, these are limiting beliefs because they're not true. People like me, as in people in your community, people in your family, people you went to school with, they don't do things like that. Okay, but does that mean that it's not possible for you? That nobody in the world has ever done something outside of the norm of their family or their community? Well, no, of course there are. How many success stories are people who came from nothing and made it huge because they believed in themselves? And there we go again with, you have to believe that what you want is possible for you. That's literally the first step, because if you believe it cannot happen, if that's your first thought, oh, that's a really great idea, but it can't happen for me, it's never going to happen. You're going to manifest that into life. Okay, so that's the biggest belief that you need to start letting go of, is that good things can't happen to you. Things can't happen to you. Things can't just miraculously happen. And instead, you don't have to fully believe it's happening. Like, that's hard to go from, I believe it's not going to happen, to I fully believe it's coming, right? Like, those are two different scales of things. But to be kind of in the middle and be in a place where you're open to the possibility of more happening. And it's honestly even maybe a better place to start, rather than being like, oh, I know this exact thing is happening. Because when you're open, it leaves room for other things to come in. And maybe that idea pivots a little. Maybe it bends and moves to better fit the future of you. So that's the first thing, is to be open. Okay, if you want to get rid of your limiting beliefs and you want to shed all the things that no longer serve you, you want to be open to listen for inspired action, inspired messages, things that are coming up. You might even hear a message that literally says, like, depending on how open you are, it's like, you need to get rid of this belief. Like, it's not going to be a voice necessarily, but you're just going to all of a sudden be like, I feel like I'm blocked because I believe you have to work really hard to make money. And I don't really want to work that hard. I don't want to burn myself out. But that's a limiting belief, that you have to work really hard to get money. Because look at all the people in the world who don't work hard to get money, right? Look at how many CEOs that maybe, yeah, sure, worked hard at some point in their lives, but their money keeps growing because they act as a CEO and they have people working for them, right? They're not building these empires on their own. They're hiring staff and people to do the jobs for them, and they're out on the golf course. So I think it's really important that we really give ourselves the space to hear these messages and to use our intuition, to be guided in what we need to let go of. And another way, like I said, is to actually track the beliefs that come up. And you can do this if, like, you have an idea, or just all the time. The greatest thing about this work is that the more work you do, the more beliefs you start to release, the easier it is to be in awareness. And that's why once you start doing this work, you start to quantum leap, because the more you do it, the more aware that you are, the less limiting beliefs you have, the easier it is to see what is holding you back, to see, okay, this next level of myself looks like this. I need to believe these things. I need to act in this way. I need to behave in this way. I need to show up like this. And here are the things that I'm currently doing, thinking, believing that are not serving me and not helping me get to that level. And then it's easy because you already know how to do the work. But then you just go in and you shed those and you release them and you let them go. And when you do that, you just start to show up differently. Okay. So if you believe that you are not worthy, like let's say that's your core wound. Everybody kind of has like three core limiting beliefs. And especially as women, worthiness is a big one. Okay. You might not even think consciously, like consciously, you're like, of course I'm worthy. But it's a subconscious belief. And this is because for women, for literally thousands and thousands of years, we've been told by men and the patriarchy that women are not worthy, that we're not equal to men, that we should sit down and be quiet and just, that's our place, right? Know our place. That we will never be in control. We'll never have control. And if we try to take control, then we'll be burned at the stake. We try to help and heal people and speak our truth, then we will be burned. And that's called our witch wound. So that's a whole other episode for a whole conversation for another episode. But we have been told we're not good enough. We have to look this way. We have to do this thing. We have to do what we're told when we're told to do it. And if we don't, then we will be put in our place by the patriarchy. And for the record, when I say men, I do not mean all men. There is very good men out there. I mean like men as a whole who believe this. And over the last thousands of years, the patriarchy is really what I'm referring to, the system, not individual men. Putting that out there, because I don't want anybody coming at me being like, we need men. We do. We need men, and we need good men, and we need men who support women fully in their authentic selves, not people who want to control others. And that leads me to another belief also. But before we get to that one, our worthiness is often tied to how we look, kind of money that we have, how people treat us. And in reality, we are worthy no matter what, period. Like end of sentence. We are worthy no matter what. You are worthy no matter what, no matter how you show up every day, no matter what actions you choose to take, no matter how much money you have, no matter who you spend your time with, you are worthy, period. But we, again, with this model of reality, have it in our subconscious, this limiting belief that we are not actually worthy of that, because for thousands of years, we were proved otherwise. And even if it didn't happen in this lifetime, even if you didn't have any childhood trauma around that, which you may have had bullying, or you may have been a bully, which is a whole other thing, somewhere in your past, I am pretty positive you would have had some of these happen. And it's generational too, right? So if you don't believe in past lives, then it's also generational. So it gets passed on from our grandparents and their grandparents and their grandparents. And they all lived through the generations of that hard patriarchy. Don't like what your wife is saying? Oh, well, put her in the mental hospital. She's crazy. She's saying crazy things, even though it's just that she doesn't agree with you. And so that's one of our core wounds. The next is being unsafe. And again, comes with what I just said, right? It's not safe for us. That goes back to the witch wound, goes back to the example I just used. If you speak your truth and somebody doesn't like it, well, that's not safe for you. They'll put you in a mental hospital. They'll burn you at the stake. So it's not safe for you to be who you are. When in truth, that was a past version. That was a past life. That was a past generation. It's now safe for you to be who you are, for you to stand in your power. And it's required for us to bring the world back into balance. It's required for people like you to feel safe at your core. And so we all have this underlying fear of not being safe, because that's our, as humans, our true desire at our core is to be safe, right? It's why we want more money, so that we can have the security and be safe and have a home and feel like we're taken care of. And so when you don't feel truly safe, when you say, even just little things like doing that live on Instagram makes you feel unsafe. When you feel like people are going to judge you, what you do because you don't feel worthy, that makes you feel unsafe because they're going to make fun of you. And what happens then? There's a lot of fear there, right? And so we have to get rid of that belief. We have to put it in the past and let it go, because we are safe to be who we are. And the next one out of the three core beliefs that I find in every client is the need to be in control. Okay. And this is another belief that stems from the experiences that I just talked about in our past lives, generational. Women were never in control. We're still maybe not fully in control in a still a patriarchal society, but things are changing. And in the past, because things were so out of our control, we feel like we have to be in control. We feel like if we're not in control, then we're not safe. But is that the truth? What if we loosened our grip? What is control, truly? Because the only thing in life that you can actually control is your reaction and your actions. Everything else happens. You can't control other people. You can't control the way they think. You can't control the way they react. You can only control your reactions to what's happening around you, to what people say to you, and the actions that you take after that.
Hey, podcast fam, are you ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams? Then listen up, because I've got a secret weapon to share with you. Happy Juice. Happy Juice isn't just any drink. It's a cortisol-lowering, mood-boosting elixir that supports your microbiome and enhances your gut-brain connection. And let me tell you, it's a total game changer. With clinically proven results, like a 60% decrease in irritability, 55% decrease in anxiousness, and a whopping 211% increase in positive mood, Happy Juice is the key to unlocking your full potential. Plus, you can score a $10 off discount using the link in the show notes. So why wait? Click the link, grab your Happy Juice, and start manifesting your best life today. Trust me, your future self will thank you.
So if we go back to one of the very first things that I said about being open, if you are holding on to control so tightly, just imagine a fist, okay? If you are open, your fist wouldn't be a fist. It would be a flat palm. But as we hold on to control, right? As we are making that fist, trying to hold on to the control, how tight is that? How closed is that? What can come into your hand if your fist is tightly closed versus what can come to you if your hand is wide open? When you are in control, I mean, like trying too hard to be in control, because we want some control. We want a degree of control over our own minds, again, like our actions and our reactions. We want control over those things, but trying to control the things that we cannot control, to be very clear, is what we're talking about here. So when we are trying so hard to control a situation, a scenario, other people, we're blocking all of the good things that are actually trying to come to us. So let's say you have a goal, and let's say your goal is to get a promotion. You have a company that you work in and you love it and you want the promotion. You want that next level job. You want that next level salary that comes with it. You've decided that's what you want. And so you are controlling or trying to control the outcome of that, right? You're going out of your way to suck up to your boss. You are doing all these things, taking actions. And most importantly, you have this energy up. This is going to happen. And it's like a very masculine energy where it's like force and push. And you're so focused on that one thing. But in reality, there's like this other job, which is actually way better suited for you. the salary is more, you get to work less hours, and you would really enjoy being there. And like the universe is like, this is actually the path that you should take. Like this job is for you. We created it just for you. But you are so busy with your head down on this path of promotion being the only next step that you don't even see the signs. You're not listening. You're ignoring, right? Maybe you're hearing signs like, well, maybe I should just look for other jobs. And you're like, no, I want this promotion. Maybe you're like, I'm tired of working all these hours at my job. If I get promoted, I'm going to have to work more hours. Oh, well, I guess that's just how it is, you know, in a corporate job. That's just how it is. But then the universe is like, hey, so why don't you look at job interviews or job ads? Or out of nowhere, somebody, maybe there's like a networking thing and you meet somebody and they're like, oh, I'd love to chat with you more. And they're actually like a job recruiter, but they don't tell you that. And you're like, oh, yeah, sure, great. And they're like, great, can we set up a coffee? And you're like, well, I don't know, I'm really busy right now because I'm working all these hours at this job that I don't like. So you can't actually go and meet this person for coffee. And if you had been open, that person might have been like, you're perfect for this job. But you don't know because it never came to you because you were so closed off. Like it's an energy thing, right? Not just like, oh, I didn't get this. It's an energy where you're closed off because you're so focused. And I'm not saying focus is a bad thing. When we set a goal, we want to get super clear and super focused on what we want, but there has to be a degree of letting go. And that brings us to this podcast, right? We need to let go of that control, that need to have things go exactly the way that we want, because there are bigger and better things. And you can't see it because we are humans living in our body. But there's a larger perspective. And if you could look down at yourself and see all the different pathways that you could take and know that they were actually possible for you, which one would you take? Would you be more open? If you were looking down at yourself in the world and you literally saw how many different pathways were available to you and you could see like the end goals and where those end goals ended up, and you know, you could see even just the difference from getting the promotion and getting the salary and what the salary is to being open to get this other job and what that salary is. But then on top of that, you saw all these other ones. Would you push so hard to get that promotion and that salary? Or would you be open to letting the universe guide you to a different path? And that's a question that you really need to ask yourself, because when we're so focused on that, we are not leaving space. We're not leaving space to receive. And the biggest thing about knowing where you want to go is being aware of where you are now, knowing clearly what you want to have. And then what is the in-between? If you are here now, what is the way that you're showing up? What is the way that you're not showing up? And to get to where you want to be, what are the things that you've changed? What have you let go of? And that's the way that you figure it out. You look at exactly super crystal clear version of who you want to become. And I'm not talking about like, oh yes, I'm making $20,000 a month. I bought a house. Like, that's great. Those are cool things and you can put them in your visualization for the future. But like, who are you as that version of yourself? The one who makes $20,000. What do you believe about yourself to be true? What don't you believe about yourself? That person who is making that kind of money, what actions is she taking every day? What are her behaviors? How is she treating her health? How much time is she actually spending on her work? What is she doing outside of work? It's not so much about the things you want to have. And I'm not saying that that's not something you can focus on, because again, it's important to know what you want to have and what kind of life you want. But you will not get those things unless you clearly know who you are going to be, how you are going to show up, the actions that you're going to take. And once you know that, like once you've decided these are the way that, like, this is what she shows up as, these are the things that she does, this is what her life looks like as a whole, stemming from who she is as a person, and then she takes these actions and then she acts in these ways, that's how you get what you want. And it's also how you identify what we need to let go of, because those beliefs that are holding you back from that level version of yourself, the things that she believes that got her there, are the opposite of what you need to let go of, right? So she believes, yeah, it's easy to make $20,000 a month. I do it consistently every single month. your current self believes, how am I going to make $20,000 a month? Like, that seems unfathomable. So what are the money beliefs that your current version has so that you can step into that future version of yourself? The one who is making $20,000 a month consistently, where's the disconnect? Because when you figure that out, when you figure out what needs to be let go of and who you want to become, and then you start doing those things, you start taking those actions, you start taking those behaviors, and you step into that identity, that's a quantum leap, my friends, because you didn't spend all this time trying to build a new habit, and then you lost motivation or willpower, and so you never built the habit. And then you start to feel guilty and shameful about that. So you go back to it and you're like, no, I'm going to start this habit again. And the cycle repeats and it repeats and it repeats and it repeats. And you might actually eventually finally build that habit. But how much time did you waste instead of being able to just quantum leap into your next version? How much time did you waste in between not just doing the damn thing? And so to truly let go, of course, I'm going to tell you to work at the subconscious level. When we work at the subconscious level, we're bypassing the ego. We're bypassing the need for motivation and willpower and logic because we're implementing the changes at the deepest level. Our subconscious does not know the difference between negative and positive. So if you tell it something, it's going to take it as positive no matter what. And I don't mean like positive, happy-go-lucky, negative, sad, and bad. I mean like positive speaking. So for an example, if you were like, okay, well, one of my goals is to get out of debt, your subconscious is going to be like, debt. Okay, great. Debt. Got it. And so you're going to start blocking yourselves and you're always going to be in debt because your subconscious thinks you want debt. In actuality, you want $20,000 to pay off your debt. So what you would manifest and the goal you would set is, I want to make $20,000. I want to call in $20,000. The difference is your subconscious goes, okay, $20,000, you got it. And that's what it works towards. And your subconscious is always going to take the least amount of work to get something done. So if you say, I want to manifest more money, and you go out and you find a nickel on the ground and you pick it up, universe goes, wipes their hands and says, all right, my job's done. You got more money. Takes things literally. But that's also a plus because when we're working at the subconscious level, it is so easy to implement changes that we want to make, to release certain beliefs because our subconscious takes everything so literal and so easily and so positively, we can literally make changes so fast. And so now do you see how easy it can be to quantum leap once we start making these at the subconscious level, these changes, these new beliefs we want to have when we not only release the belief that was holding us back, but we also get to reprogram in the new belief. Because now you're acting from the place of the new belief. You're no longer in the old version of you who didn't believe that thing. Now you believe this. And so now you have a different identity. You might not quite be at your next level self, but you've taken a huge step by letting go and reprogramming. So now what else is there? When we look at our future self, what's the next step? What are the things that we can start actioning today? And again, you can do all this consciously. I'm telling you how to look at your limiting beliefs, how to reframe them, how to have a different perspective. But when you work at the subconscious level, it literally happens immediately. Like the techniques are like 8 to 20 minutes long. And after you're done the technique, you stepped into that new step in the direction of your next level self. It's another version of you, like a mini version. And like I said at the beginning of the episode, we've all gone through many versions, many changes to the versions of ourselves, right? Over our lifespan. But it's once we do this work that we start quantum leaping. And so I will leave you with that. If you want to quantum leap into your next level self, the version of you who is hitting the goals that you have set. If you even need to just get really clear on who it is that you want to become, you want some help really digging into that clarity. If you want to make these changes at the subconscious level so that we're bypassing willpower and motivation, let's work together. I can help you access these tools and the techniques to actually get rid of your limiting belief, like for good. To say goodbye to the things that are blocking you so you can quantum leap into who you want to become. And from there, the next version of who you want to become. And all of a sudden, you're going to look back and be like, holy shit. You're going to be like, holy shit. How? I didn't even realize it. But like, I went from this version of myself to that version of myself to that version of myself. Like, it happened so fast. I can't even believe how much change there has been. A good, positive change. So that's you. If you're at this point, you're listening. You're going to be like, holy shit. How? I didn't even realize it. But like, I went from this version of myself to that version of myself to that version of myself. Like, it happened so fast. I can't even believe how much change there has been. A good, positive change. So that's you. If you're at this point, you're listening to this episode, you listen to some other episodes, you're like, okay, I'm intrigued. I want to work at the subconscious level. I want to see what it's all about. Maybe you don't want to invest in a full program. Maybe you don't want to invest in a full coaching package with me. I do single sessions as well. You want to experience what it's like. I do an intensive session. It's a 90-minute session, one-on-one. And we would really get clear on what your goal is, figure out who you want to be, where you are now, and some of those things that are blocking you in the middle. Like, what is preventing you from getting from this current version of yourself to the next version? To program out some of that stuff, so let go, release, and then reprogram in the opposite beliefs to create some new habits, some new actions, behaviors, new ways of thinking. If that sounds like something that you would be interested in, I'm going to put the link in the show notes for you. It's on my calendar. So what you can do is just pop over there, book a session, and you will see literally immediate results. You'll just start showing up differently. And this is just like one step, right? This is like an intensive. We're going to do a few techniques at once, but it's like one session. So it's going to change the way that you show up. It's going to change your perspective on things. And then from there, if you're like, oh my gosh, that was incredible, I definitely need to work at the subconscious more, I see the power, then you have options. You could work with me again as an intensive session. We could do a full package. You could join our membership where you can go in and do a lot of self-paced techniques where you also get access to some coaching. So many different ways that we can help you grow. But like, let's start here. Let's show you what it's like to work together at the subconscious level. Let me guide you in getting really clear about your goal and then showing you how to identify what's holding you back, showing you how to step into that next level version of yourself, even just by taking that first step. So I really hope to work with you. It literally lights my soul up when I get to see your physiology change. Like when I work with clients and I'm bringing them through these techniques, my eyes are open. I'm watching you. It sounds super creepy, but I'm doing the script. I'm taking you through. I'm watching your physiology so that I can make sure that from a trauma protocol, things are good. You're feeling good. And to be able to see your face go from like maybe unsure or you're like learning to your whole body changes. Your shoulders drop. You kind of get like a smile on your face. And all of a sudden you're lighter. Like I can physically see the weight drop from your body. And that's magical. For me, that is like what it's all about, because not just you being like, oh yeah, that was a great experience. It's me physically seeing the weight, the limiting beliefs, all those negative things leave. Not even that they're negative, but they no longer serve you. They might have been something that kept you safe up until now, but it's no longer needed. And so we're letting it go. To see that leave your body physically, to see the smile come back, to see how everything changes, that's where it's at. That's like the magic for me. So let's work together. Check out the link in my show notes if you want to experience this. I promise you, you will not regret it. Like not even one bit. So until next time, I will see you soon.
I hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you're feeling a bit lost in the world of manifestation, that's okay. We've all been there. But guess what? Your breakthrough is just a click away. Introducing the Neural Energetic Manifestation Blueprint, your foolproof step-by-step roadmap to manifesting your dream. Designed for those new to manifestation or those who are feeling stuck, this blueprint is packed with neuroscience-backed strategies journals, workbooks, and bonus tools to kickstart your journey to abundance. Don't let uncertainty hold you back. Take the first step for just $7 and start manifesting your best life today. Find the link in the show description.